About today's program. This is Kate Manahan, and I am hosting New Mainers Speak, but I have a guest host today named African Dandara, and he has brought with him his friends from Portland Culture Exchange. It is an exciting group of people from all over the world who think it would be fun to get together, share music, share stories, share their lives, share food. And they've come into the studio for a Thanksgiving party today. They've brought with them food. And I'm going to turn the whole program over to African Dandara, who is in the next room, and I'm going to just manage it from here. I hope you will enjoy today's program, and I wish everybody a very happy Thanksgiving. Okay, African Dandara.
Thank you. Shout out to the Portland Culture Exchange. Shout out to the people. Thank you all for coming here. It's a great show. Sounds like a great show today. Can we hear some drums?
Woo! All right.
We're in the house. So we got food. We got everything we need to make this a very, very great night. And let's introduce everybody that's here.
Hanan Ismail.
I'm Nick Kaufman.
I'm Mario.
I'm Lily Perlman.
And these are just a few of the people from Portland Culture Exchange.
And don't forget James Shuaka.
And we got James Shuaka in the booth. He's about to spit some rhymes for y'all.
Yes, and welcome to the show. And we are having like a special event here, Thanksgiving event. And we're going to be enjoying, but I'm pretty sure you the listeners cannot even smell the food, right? But we'll enjoy it. We'll let you know how it tastes.
Yeah, we're eating.
So,
we'll try not to eat too loudly.
Tell us what you're eating.
So, today Hanan made a traditional Jordanian dish that she can describe.
Kabsa.
It's called kabsa.
Yeah, rice and chicken.
With rice and chicken.
And the, what the meaning? The green
peas.
Peas and
pomegranate
and
pine nuts.
Yeah,
and we're about to try it.
Yeah, very delicious.
Hanan, can you tell us how it's laid out? How it appears, how it looks.
Very beautiful.
It's true.
It's laid out in a big pot like you would bake a turkey in, and there's green peas and brown pine nuts and bright purple pomegranate, and the chicken is roasted deliciously on top, laying the pieces of chicken are laying on top of the bed of rice, and we can almost smell it. We can smell it. You can almost smell it, I'm sure.
Chicken looks so good. I thought it was bread the whole time.
Is the chicken a replacement for turkey or something?
Yeah, obviously.
I will show you on the Facebook.
Yeah, we're going to post pictures of it on Facebook. So yeah, if you want to look on facebook.com/Portland Culture Exchange, we'll post those pictures.
Yeah, and I make it, I cook smoked tomato.
Does the smoked tomato go with the kabsa?
No, this okay, for snack. Mm. Okay. He has black pepper and garlic and onion. Mm. Yeah, very delicious.
Can I ask you a quick question? Is there a reason as to why you made chicken instead of turkey on Thanksgiving?
James is trying to say that usually on Thanksgiving, people in America eat turkey. But we made chicken because that's what's in what is it?
Kabsa.
That's what's in kabsa. That's why.
Yes.
It's chicken, right?
I will cook for my son turkey because he, and every day, are you ready, Mom? for Thanksgiving, for cook the turkey. I tell him, yes, yes, I am ready, I am ready.
So we might serve this up, and maybe maybe while we're serving, we can go around and say what our connection to Portland Culture Exchange is.
Mm-hmm. So for me, African Dandara, the Portland Culture Exchange, what it means to me is it's a great inspiration for me because what I always wanted to do was community work. So with the Portland Culture Exchange, with them I got to learn how to really get down and dirty with the community, and all that. I thank the Portland Culture Exchange because they really opened up my eyes into what I can do, and all this is all really possible because of the Portland Culture Exchange. So, yeah.
I mean, by down and dirty, he's meaning he's getting his hands dirty for the community. That means he's a hard worker.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm going to eat a little bit, and I hope you all hear me shooing.
You can hear my tummy rumbling. It's rumbling right now. So I'm Nick, and I made another dish today. It's just some curried potatoes and then some rice with sazon, so orange rice. So a couple weeks ago, or it was about a month ago, we had a Puerto Rico dinner party benefit at my house with our friend Wanda, who's from the Bronx, and she's a Puerto Rican. And so she cooked a great, great chicken dinner for us at my house, I wanted to recapture that memory, so I made some rice in the style that she made it. I probably didn't do as good of a job, but I tried to do it, and I made some curry in the style of Japanese curry that I used to eat when I lived in Japan. So,
ooh, that's my favorite.
Yeah, so
I love curry.
We're laying out the food, and we're gonna taste a nice dish first.
Yeah, this is good
first.
Stuff, man. Mm-hmm. This is real good.
I have to give it a try because I'm holding this.
James, you're missing out, bro.
I'm not missing out, but then maybe we can play music.
Kate, you are also missing out.
I'm wanting to know what kinds of experiences you all had when you first came to the United States, those of you who weren't born here. Were you invited into people's homes for Thanksgiving, and what did you make of those experiences?
Anybody want to go?
Yeah, you know, coming to America, it was a big shock for me because this used to be a dream. So when I came to America, I had very high expectations for America. I was like, you know, I thought food didn't even you didn't even have to cook them; it cooks itself. I thought it was you just sit at home and everything's done for you. So we heard about this Thanksgiving thing, and my dad, this was like the first time we came around like Thanksgiving area, so we never really, so my dad just ordered a whole bunch of sweet stuff like cake and a whole bunch of cake, and I have a big family, so we all just sat over there eating cake, and we're like, this stuff is really sweet. It's like the sweetest thing ever. And then the ice cream cake was like it was torture to just put your tongue on it. It's like so cold. Yeah. So my first experience was very terrifying. Yeah, but you know, America.
Yeah, delicious food for America.
Yeah, this is amazing.
Yeah, this is amazing.
Yeah, it tastes really good. Chicken as well.
I kind of like it that most of the holidays in America is kind of revolves around food.
Uh-huh.
That's why it's my favorite. Because, like, I didn't even know about Thanksgiving when I was in Africa. And then when I came here, then I heard about Thanksgiving and involves food that you got to eat this big turkey. So I'm like, oh, this is going to be my favorite holiday.
We do love our food. How about other people? Were you invited to anyone's homes for American traditions that you were interested in learning about?
They're so busy eating. enjoying the food. That's how delicious the food is, by the way. Nobody can talk.
But we're definitely trying to figure out how to articulate how good
Lily,
this food is.
Have you ever hosted people for Thanksgiving with your family?
Yes. Yeah, last year I had a few people in my home, and you know, I think that food is a major way that people, I mean, even just right now, like, we're sitting around a round table in the studio sharing a really elaborate, beautiful meal, and it's definitely a way that people feel like we're together and are together, and I think that's one of the major things that we focus on in the Portland Culture Exchange is, like, who is Portland now, and the fact that we all share a city, and so, you know, we have to share meals, and we have to share music, and we have to, you know, share ideas and try to learn from each other, and yeah, so... That's my 2 cents on the matter is the more meals we can share, the better. And Thanksgiving, even though the origin of the holiday is pretty dark, I think the celebration in terms of people getting together and eating together can be really beautiful. So I think it's a really good opportunity.
Can I ask you what you served as your sides last year besides the turkey when you hosted?
Me?
Yeah.
Yes, this is, let's see. Yeah. I mean, I think we had, this was like just a very kind of what my family considers a classic Thanksgiving meal. Although I think that really varies between people, but we had, you know, cranberry sauce and, gravy, mashed potatoes, stuffing. For those who don't know, stuffing is like bread that's been soaked and marinated in flavor and then kind of cooked up so it's fluffy. And I think we served... What else did we serve?
Did you have pickles?
I don't think we had pickles. Is that a tradition?
Well, I was reading on the Wikipedia page, and they have a whole bit about Thanksgiving sides, and they talk about how even different regions of the United States have different sides. And pickles was on a lot of them. I thought the American South's baked macaroni and cheese as a side was pretty interesting. And then it says Puerto Rican Americans, they'll stuff their turkey with mofongo, which is actually kind of an African food. And in the Mexican American communities, they'll often make serve the chicken with, I mean, the turkey with a mole sauce. So depending on which and roasted corn. So depending on which region you're from, you put different things on the table with the turkey.
That's really cool to note. And in Portland, we have kapsa for Thanksgiving.
That works.
It's pretty good to me. It could be good with turkey, but I think I like it with chicken. Mark, did you know, I was listening and I heard that the origin of Thanksgiving, a lot of it was invented by these magazines, you know, in like 1800s, 1900s, and these home magazines trying to come up with new traditions. And a lot of what we think of as Thanksgiving is pretty recent. And it's just popularized by these popular magazines. And so we talk about all these different cultures adding their own food into it. It's like it's this constantly evolving thing. And so we change the meaning of it every time we sit down and make a meal. And so it's kind of a cool idea that we could just invent our own holiday.
Yeah, the original meals were things like oysters and raw oysters on the half shell and lobsters, things that were local and accessible.
Right.
Yeah.
Could we take a pause from the conversation for Hanan to sing a song?
Sounds good.
All right.
Hello. How are you guys? Happy Thanksgiving. I love it, Thanksgiving here, because everybody happy, everybody together. And I love it, the turkey, too many here, and the pumpkin, very, very beautiful. And I love, and Happy Thanksgiving. I want a sign for you, Arabic sign, but please listen to your heart. Okay. فوق النخل فوق يا باب فوق النخل فوق والله مريدة دالي مريدة وفوق النخل فوق يا باب فوق النخل فوق والله مريدة بالي مريدة إجا شحد على باب الدار يا عيني قالت للحلو يا الله الله والله ماني شحد أعطيني بوس دخيل الله يا عيني يني بوس دخيل الله حالي حالي حال مالي مالي مال حالي حالي حال مالي مالي مال Thank you.
That was beautiful.
Oh, that was beautiful.
Yeah. Thanks, Hanan.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was great.
Oh.
Just an interruption here. I want to say thank you very much. You're listening to WMPG, and this is New Mainers Speak with a little different twist today. We have the Portland Culture Exchange in. They are feasting and sharing their feast with you today. So African Dandata is hosting in the next room. Mm-hmm. Dandata, what you got for them? Do you have some questions about their experiences, or I'll turn it over to you.
Everybody eat. Mm-hmm. Everybody busy for eat now.
Dandata has his
very
mouth full.
Very delicious food, yeah.
While Mark's got his mouth full, I could tell a story. I was actually born in Norway. I wasn't born in America. Even though I came back here when I was 2 years old, I do have these stories from when I didn't live here. And one of them was my grandmother was visiting my parents who were working in Norway. And she was taking care of me, babysitting in Norway. And it could have been the holidays. Let's just say it was the holidays. And she realized my parents had gone out, and she realized there was no food in the refrigerator. Mm-hmm. This is in Bergen, Norway. And she was so worried about what I was going to eat, because as a baby, I couldn't tell her what I wanted to eat. So she went to the fridge, and she opened up, and the only thing in the refrigerator was a big tub of cottage cheese. And if you don't know what cottage cheese is, it's these little lumpy cheese you can buy at the market. Usually you put it in something else, right? But in this case, it's all that we had. And she brought it over to me sort of cautiously and looked at me, and she's like, do you like it? Do you like this? And I was like, yeah. I like made a thumbs up or something. I don't know. But she got the hint. And I basically ate cottage cheese with a spoon. I was happy as a clam. And so ever since then, I love just eating cottage cheese plain with a spoon. And I would have that as a side on Thanksgiving. I think that would be my side.
That works. That's a new thing now. I'm going to try that out.
Good tradition.
When I was growing up, I grew up with a lot of Scottish traditions in my household and Scottish music, and a lot of these people came last night to a Scottish dance party that we had, and we had a great time. But I used to call cottage cheese Scottish cheese, which is ridiculous now. But I wanted to... Mario here, who hasn't spoken too much, is a great musician. And I'm just curious if you could talk for a minute about what kind of music you're working on and what your dreams are for your musical career.
I'm still chewing.
That good stuff.
It's good food. Been trying to work together with a bunch of people, trying to start something here. I don't have a type of music that I necessarily want to keep going, but I'm just happy to be part of the cultural exchange because it gives me the opportunity to play with a lot of people, do stuff like this. But music, I just enjoy playing music. Whoever I play music with, I just have a great time. I just try not to chew. Try not to choke on food. Just why?
Important. Did you start playing when?
I've been playing music for. Well, I started playing music for, like, about 5 years now. I never really played music before. I had music in my head, and I recently started paying attention to that. Like, oh, sounds like music to me. So that's how I started playing music, and I never really played an instrument before. But I was trying to find a way.
Yeah, and I've seen you play. I've seen you play. I've seen you. I've seen the work you guys do. I've been watching y'all since last year, and and little bits I get to see the brilliant thing that the Poland Culture Exchange brings, and that's what is really unity. We need the Poland Culture Exchange. I feel like with you guys, it's a way. With the Poland Culture Exchange, I get to see unity. I get to see people coming together, and talking about music. I really love your voice. I really love your voice.
Yeah.
And I remember at National Night Out, I was when I heard your voice, I was like, this is brilliant. And it's amazing.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, so let's talk about your voice, your music.
Yeah, I like music because the music and the dance, he food for heart.
Mm-hmm.
Food for heart, because happy, glad, I like song.
Mm-hmm.
I like dance, and I have my son, yeah, he dance, yeah, beautiful song.
Yep.
Yeah, and I have some song, let me dance. Let me say, la 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 la. I love you, oh poor lament. I love you, la 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 la. I love you, poor lament. I love you, la 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 la. I love you, Thanksgiving. I love you, la 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 la. I love you. Portland man, I love you, la 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 la. I love you, the people here. I love you, la 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 la.
That's so fun. Spontaneous song.
Is this water
Hanan,
healthy?
Yeah, no, it's
you like it?
Hanan, you said music is food for your heart.
Yeah,
that's beautiful.
Yeah, because when you listen to sign or I am sign,
oh my God,
he give me power, energy for my heart. Very happy, very nice, very relaxed.
Hey, Hanan, I got a quick question for you.
Sometimes I am sign with my home. Sometimes I sign because I need change my heart. I need give power for my heart.
Yeah,
I agree. I think singing gives you a nice change of mood. It helps. It's a thing you can do to change your mood. And how long have you been singing? Did you sing all your life?
Yeah, when you... baby, not baby.
Not baby, but
child.
Since
child,
child,
yes.
Yeah.
I love it. Fine.
Did you ever perform in Jordan?
What?
Did you ever sing for other people in Jordan?
No, the with the school.
Oh, okay.
Just.
For us, let me tell you guys a little bit something about like in Africa, we actually, you know, if we're coming to love, we talk about, say, that food is a way to a man's heart. I don't know if that is what you also believe in Jordan, Hanan.
What?
Like
what?
Food is a way to a man's heart. If it comes to love, it's like food is a way to a man's heart. Is that true also in Jordan?
No, the mansaf, he first famous food in Jordan. Mansaf. Yeah. The mansaf here, yogurt and rice and bread and meat. Lamb meat. Too much meat.
Yum.
Yum. The Middle East, he like the meat.
I like the meat.
Yeah, this famous for
Jordan. So if you eat Jordanian and food?
After mansaf, kabsa. After kabsa, misakhan, onion with the bread, with chicken. This famous the food for, but first famous the mansaf. Yummy, yummy, yummy. Very delicious. Oh.
So to answer your question, James, I think kabsa is the way to the mansaf.
Excellent. I love that. I love that. Now I'm gonna.
We've got people of all different genders cooking at Portland Culture Exchange and sharing food to be together. So
how would they find you if they want to join you?
The best way right now, and we have been meeting and working on making it easier for folks to join up. But right now, number one is to just go on Facebook if you have Facebook and like the facebook.com/Portland Culture. And then number two, on December 1st, there's what is being called an international open mic. And it's kind of just like Portland people open mic. Like it's a bunch of different communities in Portland will be represented performing and sharing and celebrating together. And that'll be at Mayo Street at 7 p.m., I believe. And that's a great place to connect with us. But the Facebook page.
Yeah, we hope to see you at the open mic. It's really amazing. We can't even describe how awesome these events are. But
yes, if you enjoyed today's time with Portland Culture Exchange, that is a great way to get to see the wide variety of people that are making family together here in Portland. They're sharing a Thanksgiving meal today here on New Manners Speak. And it's a joy to have you all in the house. Can we go around the circle and you say goodbye in a language that's not English?
Mm. Sure.
Wanandiki. See y'all tomorrow.
Feliz día. Pasen todos un feliz fin de semana.
Ciao, gente. Fica bien. Até a próxima.
Eid Mubarak for Thanksgiving.
Ciao, minasan. Mata ne.
Karoto.
Shukran, my Thanksgiving.
Anna, I love you guys.
Thank you very much.
I love you.
I love you. La 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 la. I love you. Borlamin. I love you. La 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 la. I love you. Borlamin. I love you. La 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 la.
Together and feel alright.
As it was in the beginning,
one love.
So
and a Gideon.
One love.
So when the man comes, there will be no, no doom.
One song.
Have pity on those whose chances grow ten. There ain't no hiding place from the Father of creation.
Together.